Today, we are looking at employment and telling you a little bit about some virtual events which are taking place if you're blind or partially sighted, and looking for some extra advice, support, and build your skills for the employment market. Now, RNIB and Blind Ambition are involved. Martin O'Kane is here from RNIB. Martin, it's a topic we talk about quite a lot, but there really is probably a greater need now more than ever for events to really help people with sight loss build their skills for the workplace.
That's right, Alan. And most recent figures show that only one in four people with sight loss of working age are actually in work. So, as a charity supporting people with sight loss, we need to address that. So, one of the ways we're doing this at the moment is through offering support to people with sight loss to prepare for work and to help them become more employable. Now, people aren't able to get to job centres, most people are at home. So we're really delighted with the recent partnership that we have established with Blind Ambition, because through this partnership, we're able to offer a series of webinars that people with sight loss who are looking for work, who want a bit of help in improving their employability skills, they can join, they can get help, advice, and support on a range of pre-employment topics. And there are advisors on there on each weekly webinar from RNIB and Blind Ambition.
We also have Seema from Blind Ambition with us. Seema, Martin painting a picture really of the important need for these kind of events to take place.
Blind Ambition are looking to try and change the landscape in partnership with the RNIB, where we're trying to get more people job ready and get them back into employment. And when we look at the statistics, if you have a disability and that is visual impairment, you're least likely to get a job. So we want to change that landscape, and that's why we offer this series of 13 webinars looking at goal setting, CV building, branding yourself, looking at the support that's available externally through Access to Work, also interview skills and how to present yourself, the whole range and host of information that's really, really important. And whilst some of this information is out there on the arena, it's not specifically targeted for people who are visually impaired. So we've tried to make this more accessible and more digestible so visually impaired people can access it and make actual use of it in a way that they can understand.
Alka, you're also with Blind Ambition. Now, we talk a lot about the work that's done with employers, because obviously we have to encourage them and show them, the real benefits of employing someone with sight loss. But I suppose there is, as this course proves, a real need for blind and partially sighted people to kind of take a bit of ownership of this as well and really make sure they're prepared for the workplace.
I think it's taking ownership, but also changing the mindset of people so that they have the confidence and belief within themselves to know that they can find employment, or that they can, run their own business, or they can, take up an apprenticeship. And it's basically giving people all the tools in their hands and the confidence and saying, look, this is what you need. This is how employers should be becoming more inclusive. If they aren't, this is what you need to do. And this is how you can then look at yourself and apply all of this information and these tools that we're giving you free to help yourself. So that's what it is, it's empowering people.
Now, we will come back to Alka a little bit later for some more information on what's still to come and how you can get in touch to take part in the free events. We also have with us Jamal and Seema, who have been on the virtual training so far. Seema, why was it important for you to take part in this? What do you think you can get from it?
I feel it gives me a lot more space to grow in knowledge and also to really experience what else is out there. For example, I have recently completed a BA in social work. So doing this training, it has given me so much more to think about in terms of my goals in life and what career I really want to focus on, and also what else is out there that I could do with a social work degree.
Jamal, what about yourself? What attracted you to these courses?
I actually graduated with a computing degree in 2015, and obviously I've been struggling to find employment since then, and I've been volunteering for multiple organizations since 2018. So this training just I was just important because I wanted to find out what options I had and get a more in-depth understanding of what avenues I could explore, basically. That's why I was interested in doing this training.
Seema, do you think these courses will help you challenge that, because you're always having to perhaps sell yourself to an employer even harder?
Absolutely. And I think with any sort of disability someone might have, it is always challenging to go out into the wider world and seek work. And my feelings are that generally employers and recruiting managers sometimes can be very unaware of what people's needs are and how to really adjust to their needs. And I think training like this is very much needed. Even for someone who's newly qualified and who's going out and seeking work for the first time, it's very much needed to really show you what your rights are when you're applying for a job, just so that you can be assured that people can make the right adjustments for you, and what happens if they don't make the right adjustments for you, and what help you can get in terms of all of the different processes.
Jamal, that's an important point, isn't it? You know, if you come across employers who are wary of taking on someone with sight loss, because part of it could just be they don't understand your abilities. They see the disability, if you like, and they're perhaps not aware of, for someone with sight loss, the simple adjustments that can be made to put you on a level playing field.
Yeah, I think that is a really important point, I think. Yeah. When I was obviously job hunting, I was applying for a few roles. Obviously, when I went for a couple of interviews, I did ask them that if they were able to make adjustments or accommodate any equipment that I might need. And they said that, just said that they weren't sure if they would be able to accommodate me. And unfortunately, I'm successful in the processes of the interview stage at that point, basically.
Alka, it's almost down to the applicants or the interviewees, by the sounds of it, you know, to almost educate some employers to say, we need some reasonable adjustments. Here's what they can be. Here's how inexpensive they can be. Here's how unobtrusive they can be.
Yeah, and I also think that actually, you know, we're through the sessions that we've got coming up, for example, we'll have one session which will be about access to work. You know, we've been talking about that as well, is actually, you know, employers, there is support available out there for technology, for transportation, etc. Don't just think that I'm coming here and I'm going to give you a big bill at the end of this. It's saying to employers, let's educate you. This is what we can actually bring in. And it's more so focusing on what skills do I have as someone who is visually impaired, as opposed to I've got difficulties because I'm visually impaired. And we've got a job here, Alan. It's not, you know, we're obviously making sure that we're giving people the confidence, the tools, the knowledge of what they hold. But it's also making sure that, you know, employers also have a duty of care to make sure they're able to make those reasonable adjustments for people.
You know, if people would like to find out more about these, how do they do that? And how do they actually work the events themselves?
You can find the information on Facebook through RNIB. You'll also find it on Blind Ambition Facebook site as well, which is Blind Ambition London. All of the events, very, very easy to book. Once you have got the link, all you do is click on that and then it will take you through to Eventbrite. You register your details, put in your name and email address. You will have to confirm it twice and then click through and you'll get a link for Zoom. If you have any problems and you cannot do that, we're making this as accessible as possible. So you can email contact@blindambition.co.uk and we will register you if need be. They're not just webinars where you are there and watching us. You can send questions through chat, through the Q&A. And for those who cannot even do that, we will then take the mics, unmute them and allow them to be able to answer their questions so they're able to speak to someone. And if we don't know the answer, we will make sure we ask someone and get that advice and email them back. And we're having, you know, the employment advisors and lots of experts that will be able to give you that help and advice, you know, be it lawyers or anything else. We want to make sure that you're getting that help to be in employment or, you know, starting up your own business or apprenticeship. The events are running every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. And next week, we will have personal branding and how you can create your uniqueness, who you are. We'll have support via access to work the week after, where to look for jobs, how to present yourself, preparing for interviews, assistive technology, be your own boss, etc. And, you know, all of these to look forward to.
Best of luck with the events, and thanks for telling us about them on RNIB Connect Radio.